At the beginning of my career, I often asked myself what gambling is, and why it is necessary for life. What kind of people suffer from gambling addiction and why do people start betting on sports and playing slot machines? Later, I was able to answer these questions for myself by doing some research and drawing conclusions. For me, gambling is a projection of our life, which is just a little pushed into a different framework. Every day, each of us makes a bet when we make a decision. Someone makes a riskier decision in the hope of getting something better. Someone does not take risks and therefore does not get from life what he could get by taking risks. Someone takes a lot of risks, even when they shouldn't, and ends up with nothing because they jumped to a conclusion. After thinking about it, I realized that our whole life is made up of bets that either make us happy or not. But why do people get addicted to gaming? After looking at various studies, I realized that people who stop enjoying games and play for rewards suffer from gaming addiction. Anyone who begins to treat gambling as something severe or as something that can bring him income eventually becomes addicted. The player stops being driven by fun or excitement at the prospect of winning and instead enters what gamblers call the zone, where the goal is simply to continue the steady flow of the game. Do we need such games that can lead to such addiction? Unfortunately, even if gambling were prohibited by law, everything would continue but become increasingly uncontrolled and unregulated. But why can't people just stop gambling? The answer is simple: our game begins with birth and ends only with death. And there are no gambling people, there are only people who are afraid to make a new bet.